Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Grab your tissue. It's time for the finale of Insecure, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's me.
White cash. I missed it.
That's the kind of song that make you want to fight.
Listen, this is the song in the club where the music drops. You better know the words. If you don't know the words, you
better find a sing-along.
If you don't know the words, you better get on the wall.
Child, have a seat at the table. Go to the bar.
This is a song. If you don't know it, sit it out.
Okay. Hello.
Because you're going to look dumb just, you know, staying around.
Yeah.
Anyway, we ain't about looking dumb. We about getting wiped down, and we are about Insecure. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV presents the after show for Insecure. Season one, the best season one I've ever seen in my whole life, and we are officially at the finale.
I'm still getting it over here.
I was there.
Like the song, when the song got right. happy, and I just said like it's the finale,
and it just really set in.
And you know why? Part of it is I have thoroughly enjoyed coming here on Sunday nights and discussing the show, and on Monday morning forcing myself to be a better person based off of what I learned from the show.
Wow.
But I'm getting really deep, and I don't want to get that deep yet. But
Not yet.
This is going to be a real episode because I'm there. But hey, it's McCall Hall. You know where to find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. Uh-huh. And where can they find you guys?
Hi, Allie Washington here. You can catch me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all social media at Allie the Pub.
Hey, and I'm Ryan Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with two N's Graham and on Instagram at Instagram.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari. Also, hit me up on Snapchat at Omari B.
I love your Instagram name.
Oh, thank you.
Please don't tell him that.
Instagram. That's pretty dope. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's super clever.
I like that red shirt.
Thank you.
I like that red shirt a lot.
Thank you very much. Wipe me down. Feeling fresh.
Wipe me down.
Now, when you guys are feeling just super social, make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV across the board.
Awesome.
Instagram. Snapchat,
right.
Yes.
Facebook,
Twitter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. What else am I missing? Twitter.
Okay. And YouTube.
Right. YouTube.
Speaking of
iTunes.
YouTube.
Did you say that? Oh, yes, on iTunes.
Give us 5 stars. Download the podcast. So speaking of YouTube, you guys know it's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love to give shout outs.
Yay.
Bad Plum Bob. Thank you. I really do appreciate your compliment.
How's it spelled?
But
she probably has a really pretty purple bob.
Bad Plum Bob.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your compliment. Oh. Omari is very handsome.
Oh snap! It's finna be a love connection on the bus.
No, there is not. She got a bad plum bob.
Don't come for her.
Thank you for the compliment. There is no love connection, though. But thank you. I appreciate that.
If you want to fight over Omari, we can do that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'll bow out gracefully.
Ladies, it's okay.
Oh, my God. Please.
Tell them not to fight.
I'll bow out gracefully.
There's plenty of love to go around. No worries.
But people
Not for Bob, though.
People are ready to fight over you.
Hey.
They ready to fight me.
What can I say?
And it's all good.
Wow.
I'll fight you.
Just
because I want to make sure he ain't dealing with nobody crazy, I'm going to fight you. So anywho, let's continue the shout outs.
Red.
I got nothing. Shout out to you, Olajuwon Washington. Nice to see you back.
Hey, cousin.
High five, Cortez, CCM, Hans and Gratito. I'm sure I butchered that.
It's
I'm so sorry.
German Hispanic mix.
Yeah,
right there.
Something like that, like a Star Wars. Anyways.
Okay.
Kinetic Sparks, thank you so much. Monique mm-hmm. Johnson, Katie Skipper, thank you so much. Oh, we have a ton.
That's good, though.
A ton. Like, we really are, we appreciate everybody who has engaged with us on YouTube. Mickey Knox, thank you so much. Yeah, I got nothing. You just have a lot to say. Like, for somebody who ain't got nothing, you sure do got a lot to say, but we love everything you were talking about.
Thank you.
Capria 30, thank you so much. Sarah Dalusma, Michaela King, Dan Qua Brooks, really appreciate your engaged comment. And then Mr. Regman 26. So, again, a lot of
comments.
And
they, like, really do write comments and not, like, one-liners. Like, they write, like, paragraphs. Like y'all real deal, like, about that comment. Like, that's really good, though.
They write beautiful comments.
Yeah.
And they also bring up a lot of things that we miss, mm-hmm. Particularly last episode. I didn't realize this, but one of our YouTubers said that was Issa's mom.
No, wait, you said that. I said this on
air. But wait, there was something else that they brought up. They said, I forget. I don't want to read it right now. But anywho, the point is, you guys are observant as hell. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
You know, we're all on different AfterBuzz shows, so continue to follow us, okay?
Please do.
So let's get into it, you guys.
Tasha with the titties!
Oh, wow.
I will say that for later. No, I just had to say it.
No, let's not start.
I just told y'all. But we'll come back to it.
Okay.
That just made my heart hurt.
Sorry.
And this is why I'm a little slow right now, because I'm emotionally drained, like really and truly emotionally drained.
Mm-hmm.
So Issa's trying to get back with Lawrence, you guys. So let's talk about. And I don't want to do it the same way I've been doing it, because I want a crescendo. So Issa's trying to get back with Lawrence, blowing up his phone, showing up at his job. What did we think about that? Is she being thirsty for his love and affection again, or did she play it wrong?
No.
Did she play it right?
No, she
what
played it.
What else could she have done?
She played it right.
Yeah.
I think that just even how it left off with the last episode, you know, her really being, we see emotional Issa, like overly emotional. Yeah. She knows she messed up and she's trying to fix it. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though a lot of women can relate to that, because it's very rare that we mess up.
Let's be real.
Let's just be honest.
This is why I
love Allie's back.
Let's just be honest.
Because Allie be thinking what I be thinking.
You know, let's just keep it 100. You know, in more cases than none, okay, we're really not in the wrong. So when we are, we know, one, we already know what we did was wrong. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to know that we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you find out that we're wrong and we already knew we was wrong, then we got to fix the wrong.
Disagree.
And so it's a lot of processing.
So I guess, do you think it would have been different had she have come forth and told?
Yeah,
told
but there Lawrence? Was never an opportunity for her to do so.
I think women are wrong a lot of the time, and they know they're wrong. They just don't care that
they're
wrong.
I gotta wait my palate for this one.
They just don't care.
Okay.
Because even when they're wrong, they think they're right, which is a problem. They don't care if they're wrong. It's just their way or the highway. It's just...
Wow. Let me tell you why Lawrence is wrong. Because Lawrence up here getting mad at Issa.
What?
Lawrence up here talking about Issa. I was in a meeting. Lawrence, you just started going to work. Shut up.
It's like your third day, bro. You ain't even got enough to get a whole paycheck.
I'm so busy, you know, with my onboarding at this new job.
Stop onboarding. You did not call him out like that.
He just hung up the Best Buy shirt. Like, just relax.
He just found the damn copier. I'm in this big, important meeting. I'm giving this presentation. How could you
sitting at a little high school desk. Relax.
Shut up.
She said he was in onboarding.
He just got done with
HR. He in orientation.
Taking notes.
No, HR can wait? Okay. That was okay. So
bring frustration.
Please speak on it.
What I'm saying is that in that situation, yes, Lawrence was being a little dramatic, but I wouldn't say he was wrong. I think he's hurt. He was pissed off about what happened. And you know, hurt people hurt people. And so he wanted to get back at Issa in some way. And so y'all ain't never been mad at somebody and just said the most cutthroat stuff you wanted to get.
But the thing about it is, he knows that Issa knows that she was wrong. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like this is how I feel about it. Now, Lawrence has played a part in this too. He is not faultless. He's not blameless. So he hasn't had it together this whole season.
4 years.
He just got it together. So 4 years have been down the drain where he's been sitting on the couch not doing nothing, and my girl Issa's been pulling away. He is not faultless in this. So that's why I feel more than none,
mm-hmm.
that he shouldn't be handling Issa the way that he's handling her. I understand to a certain extent, but he overdid it. You feel what I'm saying?
Issa was just so excited to go to his real job. That's why she ended up there, because she was like, he really got a job.
She came like an excited mom on the first day of school with the packed lunch.
Nice. Let's just be real. Wait, so let's talk about Issa and her job. So Frida brings up a very important point. Issa was very down in that scene, and I think Frida could tell. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that Frida reminded her to thank herself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that Issa's ever taken a moment to say, hey, I'm good enough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm worthy enough. I don't think she's ever done it. So I appreciate, for the first time, because, you know, you typically Frida get on my damn nerve.
Frida get on everybody's nerve.
Well, she particularly get on my nerve. And I have expressed it.
I like Frida.
But,
trust Omar.
Graham. Yeah, really. Frida. This is why everybody like you, because you like everybody.
You know.
Okay. But I do appreciate Frida reminding her that she is good enough, and she's got to start reminding herself of that.
Yeah.
So.
I think a lot of black women should take that, thank themselves, because I think that's the message of the show is for empowerment of black women. A lot of black women are very strong, have to be the emotional crutch for a lot of us men, a lot of society out there, and a lot of times they don't thank themselves. So I think that's a good message to put out there. Thank yourselves. Thank you, black women. We appreciate you all.
Watch your Instagram just blow up even more. If they throwing panties at the YouTube now,
they throwing Issa's travel panties.
Yeah. The right aim.
For the 99 cents, though. Don't play Issa.
What a classic scene.
Look, just give love
what
to get love.
What a classic scene.
Give love to get love.
I love the throwback of Issa calling up Molly and being like, bitch, you still mad? It was like, the way she said the line, it was perfect. Again.
Bitch, you mad?
Yeah. Bitch, you mad? But Molly just wasn't having it.
She was like,
at all.
Yeah, I heard what you said. Like, she was, she said it. Which I... Molly annoyed me until the end, because she is so aggressive about stuff. It's like... Molly, you know that they're calling, like, you're mad because they're right. A hit dog will holler. Like, it's like, say, just saying all these, you know what I mean? But real. Like, that's why you're mad. You're mad because they are saying all these true things about you. So, how can you sit here and be pissy at Issa for calling you out on your bullshit?
Because like, it was a really hard call.
Yeah.
It was a hard one. And I don't think nobody had ever came at her like that, like, all the way. Like, Issa, real deal, like, got in her.
She
get what I'm saying?
You need therapy. You can't keep a nigga. You're messy. Like, that's a lot to take. And one sit down.
As a black woman that already think that she already got it together and everything is already lined up.
Basically said, you ain't shit.
For you to tell that to a black woman with her own car and own place, like, how could you say
that's making bang, bang, bang.
I guess what I'm saying there is that just like this movie is about, it's about empowering black women, I think there's multiple ways to do that. Yes, thank yourself, but at the same time, everyone should take an intrinsic look at yourself and say, how can I improve? Because every day you should be getting better. And I feel like Molly got to the point where she was like...
at a standstill.
Right. And so sometimes you need somebody to check you. And
this is why I'm really not the real life Molly, because I can be real with myself. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. I believe in the rule, get 1% better every day.
Yeah.
Get 1% better. That's all you gotta do.
What happens after 100 days?
You can be 500%.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Keep it
going. I was just trying to get going.
You know how many years of greatness this is here? You know how many days of greatness this is right here?
Shit. Thousands.
Come on now. Right. This McCall Hall.
Shit. That's what I told y'all.
You did. I forgot.
That's why I like Allie being back. Man. Allie, the show.
I miss y'all too.
Allie, you the only person I know that wear blue that well that's not a Zeta.
Girl, thank you. That means something to me. Because you know I'm non-Greek. So that means
Wearing it better. You wearing it better than all the Zetas I know.
Child me, find me, honey.
So
what's your shout out to Spicy too?
Spicy doing something tonight, but shout out to Spicy. She's been rocking with us all season. So you guys make sure you play with her Twitter and
stroke her Instagram.
Is that a thing?
And follow her on 92.3.
Yeah, you guys know where to find her. So let's talk about the girls going to Malibu and get it. So
when we gonna go?
One, when are we going
to
go?
Spicy, two, we ain't going to forget about you. We got to go to Malibu.
And then we need the same soundtrack that they were playing on the way to Malibu. That song gave me every bit of the life that I was missing. Yep. Now I do feel complete.
Yes.
What was the name of that song?
We got to get on Spotify.
I think it was called They Do or something like
they
that.
They Do?
I'll look it up. I need it. Oh, no, it's called Oh My by Tate Cobang.
Hey,
can we give a special shout out to Solange Knowles and who is it?
Raphael Sadiq.
Yes, because the soundtrack has been lit all season.
Yes, pretty much.
I've never experienced a show with the music that's been so popping. Like, I look forward to the soundtrack every week.
So popping and then so poignant at the same time, because it'll go from like you just like incredible
and so current
just,
because all of it is stuff that we hear now.
It's all new. Yeah, it's great.
I love all the music. So I want to talk about Kelly. So it's Kelly's birthday,
right?
Kelly got on my nerves this episode. I know we liked Kelly this whole time, but Kelly
did
it. I love
Kelly, but this was the episode where I was kind of like, broken. You too damn old, and you need to be in therapy with Molly.
Hello.
And this was the episode where I cemented my love for Kelly. She's my favorite character, and she can
how
do
she
no
be
wrong.
Your favorite?
Interesting. She is hilarious.
She is tragic.
She is
flawed.
Childish.
Do you listen to yourself? Oh yeah, I got a podcast. What? Come on.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. And she actually had me want to look and be like, "Does she really got a podcast?"
Like, she seems like
it's not on the list.
But it was her birthday.
Yes.
Now, have you guys ever felt bad about messing up somebody's birthday? Because there was part of me that was like, they knew that they were mad at each other.
So why even?
So like, why even go?
My best friend just had her 30th birthday.
Okay.
In September. And we went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it was a trip just like that.
You just try
to push through. You get what I'm saying? And because you know the overall goal. You know, shout out to Paige. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But anyways, six months later. But you push through it for the birthday. You get what I'm saying? Because you know the overall goal. Like, you don't want them to not have a good time.
So at the end of the day, it's not about you. So I appreciate them going. Because it's like, right. I've gone to stuff where I was like, I don't like everybody that's going. But I'm like, it's not about me.
Right. It's about you. It's about you.
I'm going to sit over here with my drink and be quiet.
Right.
But then you got to suck it up. You can't let the birthday girl know there's any problem. Kelly could smell the tension. Like, she could smell fresh bacon.
But Kelly's the type of girl
that isn't. But she can really smell bacon, though.
I'm going to say, well, I got to be bacon.
Kelly's the type of girl that I don't think is bothered by the tension, though. She just, because everything's a joke to her. So I don't think their drama affected her that deeply. Like, she knew Issa was having problems with her man. She knew Issa and Molly were beefing, but she's still having a good time getting high off the edibles.
I don't think that the trip was as lit as she wanted it to be. That's why they kept bringing it up.
Well, okay, so the trip got lit when they went to the club
right.
and started getting...
Bringing home strangers
and whatnot. So,
college strangers.
Shout out to the naughty game they were playing. What was it? We did say. Have you guys ever played a game like that?
No, but I'm doing that. The next party we go to.
I've played that game a lot, and
what?
I never...
So, what is it? Because I really didn't get... I got it,
it's
but
like
I didn't
say
get
yes
it.
To everything.
So, whatever I say, you just go, we did say, and then you just go do it.
I typically play this on Bachelorette weekends, and I never...
We
did
say.
Fun.
I will grab a crotch in a minute.
Really? Okay, Molly.
So let's talk about Lawrence and his homeboy having Chad. This. Were they smoking weed or what were they doing?
Yeah, they were smoking weed.
Okay, then they were smoking and
you know, it's
drinking.
Recreational now. Yeah,
it's I don't legal. Like his friend
Shout
at all.
Shout out Prop 64.
Oh, why not?
Lawrence has been with Issa, 5 years?
Yeah.
And granted, they're on the outs right now, mm-hmm. but the level of disrespect that I have felt from his friend the whole season, he has never referred to Issa as Issa.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
old girl.
Like she's some tramp off the street.
Mm. Come on.
That is not the friend. And my issue, and see, I'm about to get mad.
Come
okay.
on.
Okay.
Because even though Lawrence is mad at her right now for every reason in the book, he still should have checked her and said, her name is Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still don't respect her. Even though I don't like her right now, you need to show her a modicum of respect.
Right.
Her name is Issa.
But I think that also speaks to his manhood, though. And I feel like, you know, and I'm with her on the mad tip on this because it's a subtle thing, you know. But it also, it carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I also feel like if you're in a relationship with somebody, I don't care if we've broken up, we're not together, whatever. If somebody brings up my name in conversation, if you don't feel like they respect me enough in that conversation, you best to open your mouth. Because guess what? On the flip side, if somebody's disrespecting you in a conversation, I got you.
Yeah. Like, for real.
You get what I'm saying? And that's just me being a real one. So I expect you to be a real one, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be a man.
I think that's just part of his character,
You
though.
Took the words out of my mouth. Like, you didn't even have to Whoa.
I think that says more about Lawrence than it does his friend. Because that's
it definitely
friend.
Does. Because
like,
I said it's a slight shot at his manhood because you're not a real man,
right.
And you're not. You just keep adding to the point of although we're not taking focus off of Issa and what she did, you're still adding to the point that you're not the man Issa needs you to be.
She needs you to defend her honor.
Yeah.
Even if that means going to a job you don't like to make sure she has less of a burden. Even if that means checking your homeboy who's engaged. Like, how the hell are you even engaged?
Even if that means putting your damn app on the back burner for a minute to make sure that you can provide for your damn household, Lawrence.
Are you talking to Lawrence or Lawrence at home?
Sorry.
Who are you talking to right now?
I almost felt like I was talking to Lawrence at home.
Okay.
So through all the reflection that those two had, they decide that they're going to go out with the boys. So we find about that later. So we get back to the girls on the dance floor. They're jamming to Wipe Me Down.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, can I just tell you guys, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I will tell you that that song came out when I was having a grand time with my friends in our younger days. And I have sweated many a weave out to wipe me down.
And I'm gonna tell you guys a fun fact from Mr. Graham over here. The song is 10 years old. You do the math.
It is. God. Wow. Nuts.
Wow.
Nuts.
That means nothing. That means nothing. That means nothing at all. So anywho, Issa checks Molly.
Yeah.
And, you know, my whole thing is I was kind of afraid that she probably wouldn't check Molly on anything this episode because she was probably... I was thinking she'd be on eggshells, but yeah. I'm so glad that she checked Molly about Molly essentially hooking up and getting ready to go home with this young, tender-faced young man.
He was cute, though.
I mean, was he? In her defense.
In her defense, he was a cutie pie.
If you are, like, 21.
I mean, I'm not too far from it, so he was a cutie pie.
I guess. I didn't understand. I'm glad that Issa says something, but I'm just kind of like, straight vodka. To me, I feel like that was a weird thing for Issa to jump on. Like, I feel like of all...
How? Why?
I just feel like, I mean, if I knew somebody was mad at me, that would not be the thing that I jumped on.
You try to find something a little bit more smaller.
Because, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm like, this is like... I'm like, okay, like, you're going home with someone random. That's not like you. But, I mean... I'm saying, like, okay.
But that is like her.
But she's also her friend. Okay, that's her best friend.
You're right.
But see, this is why I was happy that it happened. Now, if somebody says, hey, I don't like when you do this, don't wait to correct that 3 months later. The next opportunity you have, call it out.
Now, talk to me.
They just had this altercation. Why haven't you said this? I'm glad she called her out in that moment.
Yeah.
She's applying all of that tension and everything that they expressed. She's holding her accountable.
Head on.
Well, I think that was Molly more so just being like, fuck you for what you said to me. Yeah. I give zero fucks about this. I'm just going to let loose, live my life. I don't care. This is the new Molly. I think
it's tearing Molly up inside.
Molly was showing her ass for sure. And I think it was definitely for Issa. Like, they were clearly not
She was acting out of pain more so than...
Been really want to be honest.
Do you guys think that Molly's the kind of person where you try to tell her something and she tries to play the victim and then tries to overcompensate, if you will, and like make a game out of what you told her? Because, like, for instance, she sees her old RA. The RA talks about the therapy and she's like making a joke about it.
Right. I think she makes a joke out of it because to kind of ease the grounds of it a little bit because she's kind of come to terms with that in her own mind to herself
her insecurity.
And to cover up her insecurity. Yeah. And it's a blanket that, that laughter, just like how people laugh when they get nervous or, you know, whatever, like that's her thing. Yeah. Like she makes light of things to kind of
those people that make the jokes about themselves first before you have a chance.
Yeah. And then it kind of tests the waters with her friends because, like, if I joke about it around you and see how you react to it, then I can know, oh, let me open up to you about this, or be like, oh, yeah, that's dumb. Why would I?
Right.
I mean, it's an easy way
because that therapy was a big deal for her.
I think she really thought about it. Hit a nerve.
Like, girl, she could talk about therapy. Black people don't do therapy.
I didn't
do that.
I know, right?
2016, my therapist.
I can use some therapy. We all can use therapy.
My therapist got me booked for the rest of 2016, and we got about four dates booked for 2017.
Oh, your mom's a therapist, right? Or
she's retired.
But she was.
My mom, long time mental health professional. And, you know, she tells me not to tell her my issues. She don't want to hear it.
I need her number because she'll listen to mine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How much you paying?
I was going to say the free 99, the friend discount. Man. Can I come to your house, talk to your mother,
you're supposed
let her
to be supporting
help me
your
with my
friends.
Issues?
Support your friends and family.
I'll
you ain't got to be asking for discounts.
So moving on.
Right.
Wow.
So moving on. Let's talk about the sex scene, though, with Molly and Babyface.
She was ready.
She was really ready. Let me tell you.
And I was just, speaking of ready, that Trey Songz Ready album that came out in 2009. Sorry, quick segue. I was listening to it today, and I was thinking back to 2009, and 2009 was a really great year.
It was.
Wait, what?
Because of the album?
Because of that album.
It just got you in the mood for all kinds
album,
of things.
Child, that album will play today, and listen.
That album will make you want to make love. And
that'll make you want to call all your Lawrences and just be like, forget it. You don't got to have no job. You don't got to...
I have nothing.
Trey Songz began feeling some trouble with that Ready album.
Yeah, I literally could play that right
now. That's my wine. 2009 was a good year.
In fact, I might go home and listen
to
that. Hello. So let's talk about her having sex with this guy. And somebody brought up was it you or was it you that said
probably
that
me.
There was no condom placed anywhere?
I peeped that. Because it was just like, quick, pull off the pants, hop
when
in the
dick. Molly
I was
ever,
like,
when does Molly
have
ever,
have you ever seen Molly use a condom?
I mean, I know it's TV, so wait, for all those people out there with the comments, like, I know it's TV, but it went straight from pulling down the pants to hopping on his penis.
Him specifically, and but I feel like the other guys maybe.
Other guys maybe, but I'm just like, I feel they should, like, make it more aware to use protection, especially in the Black community. Like,
well,
come on, guys.
This show has done such
especially
an excellent job raising awareness about everything else. That's really important, and we didn't see it in that scene.
Season two.
Just hop on it. Go get your action. Like, come
season
on,
two.
Ladies. Protect yourselves. Protect yourselves.
Yes, in reality, I think people should wear a condom. But I think, something? I don't know, I feel like maybe they don't want to tackle too many issues.
I know,
at
it's, not, I know it's not a big deal.
As I said, save preachy. Some for season two.
For the sake of TV.
Let Molly
know,
be pregnant or something. Let Molly come back with
that'd
something. You know, come
you
on.
Know why I'm mad at Molly? Because you sat up here and you took this boy back to your place that you're paying for.
Or I think, like, the other girl's paying for it. But
either Tiffany. Way, like, I didn't realize that they went back to her
you're
room
right.
and the
they
house
were
they were renting. Mm-hmm. So this young man is so broke, he can't even get you a room at the Four Seasons.
He in college, honey.
That's like, that's when you know you're messing up.
He
like,
got the
you,
dorm room.
And let me just be
it
transparent.
It doesn't have to be the Four Seasons. It could
let
be
me
like...
Let just be transparent. Because I have, in my past life, have done things of that nature. Yeah. Okay?
Speak
met
on
somebody.
It.
But we're going to a hotel.
Motel 6, they always need a light on.
Ain't even no motel. Darling, if I'm leaving with you, you're not coming back to my place.
He can't take
I'm
you back to his place?
Go to Super
and
8.
I really don't want to go back to your place. Mm.
Jaheen said, come on over to my place.
So I just thought that's
yeah,
kind of
I agree
class.
With you, McCall. I've been to a mini hotel.
Yeah,
you
I just
never
think that's
take
low
them
class.
Back to
you
your
never
place.
Take them back.
Oh, really?
Not the first time. Not with a stranger. Mm-hmm. You don't want the crazy driving up to your house.
So it's okay to have sex with a stranger, but it's not okay to let the stranger... That stranger can enter you, but they can't enter your home? That's weird.
As long as I'm wearing a condom.
No, what I'm saying is, I think that's an interesting... That's a weird thing for me to jump on. I think, like, you say you can't take someone back to your house, but you still have sex with that person?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What kind of world do we live in?
What if we find out that they're crazy after we have sex and they try to come back to my house and kill me?
Exactly. You don't want them to know.
Child, what if they have sex with you and put it down on you and then kill you when you're done and all that?
I feel like if they're crazy, they're crazy regardless of where you have sex.
I don't spend the night. I'm always out.
That's why I'm on a detox.
And I am 1,000% better than the woman I was when I was doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A thousand days have went by. Yeah.
1,000 days.
1,000%.
A percent a day.
That's stupid. Let's talk about Kelly questioning what's going on with Issa and Lawrence.
Kelly need to get some business. That's all I got on that.
I mean, she said that she wished for dick, so she's craving it hard.
First of all, shout out to Kelly getting played, because the dude that took her home, the Twilight
left her at the crib.
Like, okay, first of all, that was her 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not, and I'm not 30 yet. I will tell you that much. I'm not 30 yet. But I could not imagine my 30th birthday rolling around and me essentially trying to beg for a dude to sleep with me, and then that doesn't happen. Like,
She's Kelly.
She was buying him drinks. It's supposed to be the other way around. It's your birthday.
I felt for Kelly in that moment. That's when I realized, like, she is really broken.
Yeah.
She's the most broken out of all of them.
Mm-hmm. But she make the most jokes.
Constantly cracking a joke.
I think that
that's usually the case.
But that's her blanket.
People who joke around. But at the same time, I think you need someone like Kelly, who is in such a disarray, to make someone like Molly or someone like Issa, A, more normal and more relatable, mm-hmm. and then B, they can then, like, see themselves. Because I feel like Kelly is so far gone that she's not going to see your flaws. But, like, when you have, like, a Molly or an Issa who are flawed characters, they can then look and go, okay, we are more realistic. Because
they
want to
see change. They want to see themselves evolve.
And I feel like Kelly's just like, oh, she's just Kelly. She's a fun friend.
And I find it interesting that Kelly and, what's her name, Tiffany?
I say
light skin girl, and I don't mean like anything light skin dark. I'm just saying
she's the fairest one of the crew.
But they are really cool, and they are polar opposites.
That's how friends are usually.
Another one.
They're hilarious together.
They are so funny.
I do want to say, though, about Kelly, I think she's, like, a good friend to have because she brings, like, levity to a lot of situations. Yeah. She can call you out and make light of it. But I think her friends need to be better to her as Kelly's friend, because obviously, as you say, she's broken. I think someone needs to actually be like, stop with the jokes. Like, what's going on with
Issa
you?
Tried, but
she did try a little bit, but more in an aggressive, attacking manner because she was defending Molly. I think she needs her friends to actually like sit her down and be like, you know, girl, what's up? Like, what's going on? Because you're always making jokes. You're always making light of situations. No one's ever this season sat down with her and been like,
and say, are you okay?
Are you okay?
That they're that close to her? Because you know how you have friends who like are in your friend group that you hang out with.
I think from how they look, they seem like they're close.
They've been in jail together.
And Kelly gave that $500 post a check to Issa for the foundation, so I think if I'm gonna give you some money, even for your job, like I think we're pretty close. But can we just get to the scene with the boys at the strip club? And can I just tell you that my level of frustration for the male species grew intensely?
What do we do now?
You know what word we called it? I can't say it on
I
air.
I can't really say what I want to say.
Say what you want to say.
I can't say what I want to say.
Say because
I can't
you
really say.
Say.
I can't but refer boy. To them the way I want to refer to them. But boy,
Issa refers to him like that, though. She says the word quite frequently.
I used a term that is typically of endearment, and I did not mean anything endearing. Okay,
at all.
What did we do? What happened?
What did we do?
Oh, sorry, you're talking about the boys.
We're talking about the boys.
I thought you were talking about the girls. Okay, my bad.
Sorry, let me bring it all back because I just got really mad just thinking about it. So, number one, just me, if I'm going to date a guy, I want to know, do you have friends who are married and responsible? My biggest issue with Lawrence is that we discovered, really doesn't have friends who are responsible and respectable.
He really doesn't have friends that are his friends. That's one. That's one.
I think that's true.
That's one.
I think they're his friends.
No.
There are people. I think that you have people in your life that you hang out with, people that you drink with, and like they
and
are
that's,
your friends.
That's his folks.
That's it. They're your friends, but I don't think that makes like for someone to really be your friend, they have your best interest at heart. They're not going to be disrespecting your.
They
girl.
Know your girlfriend's name.
Well, they're not going to disrespect her. Even if you are mad at her, they're not going to disrespect her.
All right.
So they're not friends. Friends. Yeah. And you said what was the other point?
And I just think that they are irresponsible. I like to know that a guy has at least one married friend.
What are your friendship dynamics?
Right.
I mean, they say you are who you surround yourself with.
Right. Exactly.
Like
so your friendship.
Friends
and that's why Lawrence has never evolved. Because his friends aren't pushing him to evolve.
But his friends are balling, though. Like, in the first episode, well, I don't know about balling, but they're, like, fairly successful, from what I gather, in that first episode when he was with his friends. Like,
got jobs. They may not be, I don't think that they were put on to be successful. They just all were working, and he was not.
No, because the dude, I think, said he, like, sold a house to, like, some celebrity or something like that.
He has
remember?
Yeah.
So that's one person.
Okay.
The mother two.
Well, we don't know about them.
We don't, but they didn't look like shit.
Yeah.
So why do his friends, okay, this is to guys. Why do you guys feel like it's so okay to disrespect women and really, I don't know, just.
That's unfair to say.
Objectify women.
Omari, why do guys disrespect? I don't disrespect women.
But when your friend, do you have friends who talk like that and you just let them talk like that?
Yes.
Because it's guys. And this, like I told you, I have a brother. Hey, Jade. I'm familiar with this talk and this conversation. I'm liable to be sitting on the couch and just like here, just like, you know, and occasionally, are y'all serious? Really?
You know what? Honestly, that's like a bunch of BS. Because I know when girls get together, they talk shit too. Y'all have the same kind of talk. Y'all be talking about what your man do, how
like
he put
that.
It down, talking about this nigga. Like, please.
If anything, we are putting on for your shortcomings.
Oh my god.
Flips hair.
She keeps taking the words right.
If anything, we are helping y'all with y'all shortcomings.
If anything,
not saying what we should
be
saying.
Dirtier mouths than dudes do.
Oh, don't believe it.
Oh, please.
Look at this bitch.
Oh, she got a fat pussy.
Hey, these bitches be ready. Nah, fam.
I guess my friends don't, but do guys really talk like that? Because I feel like I don't have friends who talk like that. So
Graham,
I
would like to meet your friends.
I know.
You seem like a very respectable young man.
Just
because
you got a blazer on, dude's
got a blazer on, he good to go.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I just feel like, I guess maybe I don't talk to my friends that way, but we just don't talk like that. So.
My whole thing is none of them really tried to counsel. I don't know, it's a strip club, so it's kind of tough to have that kind of like.
Right.
But they were having discussions, but nobody like had a positive or constructive recommendation for him. You know what I mean? Like,
it was all just men talk.
And I feel like it was like they were listening, but none of them were listening. Like, it was like they heard him and they had responses to what he said, but it was like no one was actually like trying to help him solve this problem. They were just trying to like help him jump on something else.
And they were intensifying the problem because he was like, and Issa, she does the same thing.
His friend, like his girlfriend just had sex with another dude, so they're not gonna be like, oh, forgive her. Like, they're gonna try and make him feel better. Like, yo, you know what? Forget about her. Go move on to the next girl. Like, and you know what I'm saying?
See, so I feel I think to do that,
don't
I think,
be looking at her like that.
Come I looked at her in agreement because we would have done the same thing.
Yes, but I think there's a way to do it without being disrespectful to Issa. And I feel like they kept bringing it back to
because it's still fresh.
And it was. And I'm like, I get to me, I'm like, fine, I'm down for taking your friend out, even to a strip club, to get over their ex, but then stop bringing her up.
But here's...
And, like, let her go.
Here's what I want to say. Lawrence basically told all his friends that it's done. Issa never got to a point where she said it was over until she got called out, which I find very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving forward, Lawrence goes back here with the stripper and has this whole interaction where he realizes...
Love
with a stripper is expensive. You know,
it's not 200 for hair and 400 for the whole schwap the bang.
But I feel like Lawrence, like that brought him back to calling up Issa and having this emotional moment, right? But like,
strip clubs will do that to you. Have you come into a real come to Jesus moment?
Hey,
right. But I didn't like the fact that it took that for him to call her.
I'm glad that it took something.
It took something. I just didn't like the fact that it took that to bring him to call her.
Part of me wishes he wouldn't have called, just only because of what happens next. Because I feel like he called, then like left her. So like, to me, I'm like, why'd you call at all?
Well,
like,
from my
perspective.
He was my thing is, he went to the strip club, he got in that situation with the stripper, and then call Issa. But my thing is, when he called Issa, I felt like he felt convicted, which is why he called her, because of course the womb is still fresh, and knowing what she did and, you know, what he's in presently in the situation of, I think that he was like, I need to call Issa. You know, like, what would I have done in this situation, and I can't do this. That's why, what I felt from that. That's why I got happy. But
I think Lawrence realized he ain't even cashed his first check from that job, and he ain't got $200 for a damn thing. Okay?
I need you back, baby. I need that free.
That's what he was thinking. He was like, "Well, how can I get this for free?"
Yeah.
Well,
because he thought he had it for free at first. She was testing the water. She was like, "Yeah, I think I can do something with this." I said, "This stripper, y'all just be messing."
That's how they
really
win.
So the girls. Let's go back to the girls having this come to Jesus moment in the hot tub.
Yes.
First of all, drinking in a hot tub, be careful, because I have done it and I almost ended up like Whitney Houston.
Oh, God.
Rest in peace. Like, I was like, whoa.
Rest in peace, Nippy.
That was dark. Very soon.
And I love Whitney. Saying, like, I've been
Bobby
in a hot
Christina.
Tub and I have had, you know, cocktails and whatnot. And I'm like, you really could mess up.
Yeah, it's easy.
Child.
So I see how that happens.
Can't do it in the tub either.
Pass out.
Listen, go to sleep.
I'm telling you. So I was worried about him. But anywho, so they start coming from Molly. And I'm glad they started coming from Molly.
She needed to be coming.
She needed it. Mm-hmm. God, she needed it. Now, it's hard when everybody's coming for you because you start feeling like, you know what? We're gonna rock, okay? It's the finale. We do have to wrap up, but we're gonna rock as long as we can. They might have to pull me off the chair. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about Molly having this whole gang up situation.
I'm just a little taken aback.
They was all coming for her, and I mean, you put yourself with the character that Molly is set up to be is you put yourself in that situation. And so when you put yourself in that situation and you involve all your friends in there, just like my mom always told me, you don't ever, if you having any problems with your relationship, any problems personally, you have to watch who you talk to and who you choose to talk about it to, because you talk to them, they take on your problems and they can throw it back at you whenever they want to, however they want to.
Well, I'm glad that Issa defended Molly.
Most def. Yeah.
And then we find out, I think that was what they needed. Then that's why Molly felt so good about coming and helping Issa get back to this apartment. So
before we move on to that, can I ask you a question, though? As women, is that how you guys do with your girlfriends? Do y'all come at each other like that so hard, so harshly all the time?
I've never came. I think I've had one situation where I've come at somebody like that back and forth, and it was very hurtful, and she's watching now, and I love her. And it took an experience like that for us to really understand one another and where we come from, because it was so many low blows, and you could easily hurt somebody. Like, hurt people hurt people. And you go back and forth, but I think that that's the beauty of it, because if you're real friends, you can see past all that and move forward.
You know? Honesty is important in relationships. Like, you'd be able to tell them about themselves, but I guess it's the manner in which you do so.
Yeah, it's a transparency of friendship.
I've done it a couple times. And you know what sucks about it? When you do it in a text message.
Like, you can't read tone.
I've come for a
homegirl. Ours was in person.
And I did it in a text. And it's like, a text lives forever. And like, one time I was scrolling back, and I'm like, damn, did I really say that to her? Like, that was pretty foul.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Issa getting hella excited to go back and see Lawrence. I'm mad. Why did she do that?
Why'd she get in the car right then? Because he did not say he wanted to talk to her right then.
He said, when you get home.
He said, when you get home. She had already said that she got home on Monday. Issa, why are you getting excited and overly, like, pumped? Pump your brakes.
Because she just cheated on her boyfriend, and he's giving her an opportunity to come back and work on their relationship. What are y'all talking about?
Anyways,
why would she not be
child,
excited?
Listen, I would have gave it Monday.
You should make a decision when you're emotional. You should never buy a big purchase when you're emotional. Yeah. What's the other one you shouldn't do when you're super emotional?
Go to the grocery store.
I think any contract, you're not supposed to do any.
My whole thing is, Issa, this is the problem, and this is the problem with all of them. They jump the gun.
Okay, well, she had the ride from Malibu to Inglewood, which is like, what, 50 minutes at night? So that's plenty of time to like think over, stew over your emotions and figure out what you want
to
say.
Well, she practiced with Molly.
Molly, and that was very, very, very cute. I thought that was great.
I love your body type. What'd she say?
Your body goals.
So let's just get into it, you guys, because we do have to start wrapping up. Issa shows up, and she has this glimmer of hope. She sees Lawrence's keys.
I'm telling you, that was my reassuring moment.
Right.
I told you, I touched you when it happened. I said,
you did.
Girl, I know that moment. I know that feeling. Like, when you feel like it's back, you're back home, everything is good. This is what I needed. Like, this little piece of just me knowing that we're okay.
Yeah. That was a lot of keys, too, to be left there. Like,
it was a lot of keys. And then, I think it was the car keys, too. They only had one car together.
The keys.
Mm-hmm. So, wait a minute.
I just thought about it.
Lawrence drove Issa's car to the strip club?
Or at least to Chad's house.
They share a car?
Maybe to Chad's house.
Maybe so. Anyways, that's petty.
Don't go there.
And then we discover that all his stuff is gone.
Gone.
Why?
Nothing but the best. And the only thing he left was the Best Buy shirt. I said, that's really what you want to leave my Issa with? The Best Buy blue shirt.
I'm mad.
Now, I love blue, but come on now.
That was petty.
Best Buy.
I'm mad at Lauren. I was rooting for them to like...
And left the light on. The audacity.
Yeah, and you got to pay this electric bill.
In L.A. Like, it's cheap.
Lauren's
no good.
My whole thing is, if he wanted to go sleep with somebody else, he should have just gone and done it, right?
Yeah.
But why did you have to put the nail in the coffin that you guys are done by moving all your stuff out then?
Yeah.
That's what really pissed me off about Lawrence.
I feel like y'all are so mad at this dude for being hurt that his girlfriend cheated on him.
No, I'm not mad at him. I'm just...
I mean, are y'all forgetting the fact about that?
Things could have been different. He could have handled things differently.
I don't know why
we're putting the blame at Lawrence's feet. Like, yes, they both... He's not faultless, as you were saying. They both have done wrong in the relationship. But this girl just cheated on him.
Go ahead and break it down why everything is Lawrence's fault.
Yes, please enlighten me, because I am confused.
Well, I just feel like in that particular moment, you called her with this, I miss you, this, that, and the third, okay? You called her and did all of that. If you wanted to work it out, work it out. Have follow through. And this has always been Lawrence's issue. Like, your follow through sucks. You know, you say you're going to do this, it doesn't happen. This was the one opportunity where you could have just...
Just been a man.
Just been the man about it, right? But then you had to be spiteful.
Move all your shit out.
Yeah.
I guess to me, I'm like, he should have just not called. If he's going to do that, he should have just went
home. He shouldn't have called and said, I miss you. Because those three words...
He did miss her.
No, he didn't. Because he couldn't have. Because if he missed her, he would have never did what, McCall?
Slept with Tasha with the titties.
With the titties.
So we all knew that was coming. Was anybody surprised about the fact that he was
sleeping?
How many
weeks have I been saying this is going to happen?
I've been saying that the whole time.
I cried.
You cried?
Yeah, I really did. Real tears.
But your makeup is flawless.
I had to do it again.
Okay.
I cried. Y'all, really, I cried. It was really, because I told y'all, I took this whole season to heart because it's just so, like, relevant to me. And I cried. Because I was just like, I understand that you're hurt, but God,
Yeah.
Did you have to? Did you have to do that? I would have much rather you just took a break from Issa and not talk to her and allow that space and that time to kind of heal itself than you to go and do something like that. And then with her. You get what I'm saying? It's just.
Issa doesn't know her or anything.
Yeah, but
it don't matter, the situation in which it took place.
I know we have to wrap, and we're going to wrap. But I feel like when Lawrence called Issa, he did miss her, genuinely. He felt he wanted to see his girlfriend or his ex-girlfriend like try and mend the relationship. But here's the thing. When he walked back in the house, the first time he's been back in that house, what's the first thing that pops in his mind?
When they broke
Issa
up.
Telling him, I had sex with another man.
I disagree because when
he came in the house,
his face was so pure of just like he was home. If you go back and look, he had walked in and put his.
He's like sitting there, like, damn. The last time I was here, my girlfriend just told me she fucked another nigga.
I'm about to get all my shit.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm calling Tasha.
Let me just say this. What I find to be so poignant, and I talked about this a couple episodes ago, was that couch. When Lawrence came back to the apartment, them thugs, them bloods, what up, blood?
Boolin, excuse me. Boolin on the couch.
Yeah, but they were on that couch, him and Issa.
They was on the bouch.
Whatever it's called. They were sitting on that couch that meant a lot to Issa and Lawrence. He should have seen that couch.
Yes. Bouch.
And bouch, come on, girl. Don't get us hurt out here
keep
now.
Keep going.
And he should have had a moment where he felt something then and there, because that couch comes back into play at the end when Issa's crying on it. That couch was them.
Full circle. Mm-hmm.
And it really came full circle. Even in their breakup, that couch.
Did you notice that it was real, like, we had never seen it so broken until they broke up, and then the couch was disheveled.
I didn't notice that. But see,
it was missing a part.
But no, but I was I talked about that before. That couch really was their union.
Yeah.
It really was their union, and it wasn't strong enough this episode to bring them back together.
Yeah.
So.
God, I want to talk about this so much more.
I really do want to talk about this more, right. You guys.
We got to go.
But we can't. And you know what's crazy about it? We may not see you guys for another year. Oh. Then now. Insecure, season 2. It's coming out.
It's coming back.
But yes.
More episodes next season,
We don't
please.
Know when. So, anywho, you guys know where you can find me, at So McCall Hall on social media. Where can they find you guys in the meantime?
Allie Washington at Allie the Pub across all platforms. And thank you, Issa Rae.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan with 2 N's Graham and on Instagram at Instagram.
And you can find me at On with Omari on Twitter and IG and also on Snapchat at Omari B. And thank you guys so much for rocking with us this season.
Correct.
You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much.
Now, go on Instagram, all those things, AfterBuzz TV across the board. We'll still be checking. We'll still be talking. Let's keep this conversation going, you guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next season.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.